Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of the career of Buddy Rich. And we started with Date for Eight from the Hot Record Society label, with Dick Vance on trumpet, Trummy Young on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Lem Davis on alto, John Hardy on tenor, Billy Kyle on piano, John Simmons bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, recorded in 1946. And then How High the Moon, a Jazz at the Philharmonic recording. And I let you hear the announcement and Ella telling the musicians that Norman Granz wanted it way, way up. And Hank Jones is on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Tommy Turk trombone, and Charlie Parker has a really elegant alto solo. Flip Phillips on tenor, Lester Young on tenor also. Recorded in 1949 at Carnegie Hall. We have a set of two. The first one is Love for Sale, with Lionel Hampton on vibes, Art Tatum on piano, and Buddy Rich on drums in 1955. And then Hallelujah, the Bud Powell Trio of Bud on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, also 1955. Thank you. This is the Career of Buddy Rich on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And we heard two trios. The first one was Lionel Hampton on vibes, Art Tatum on piano, and Buddy Rich on drums in 1955 playing Love for Sale. And then the Bud Powell trio of Bud on piano, Ray Round bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, also in 1955, played Hallelujah. We've got Lionel Hampton with the usual rhythm section in 1953, and we're going to hear a very difficult arrangement by the Buddy Rich Band, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one called Kilimanjaro Cookout. This is a recording made in 1974 with their Buddy Rich Band, and he was trying to get a much more modern sound, as you will hear with Joe Beck on guitar, Pat LaBarbera on tenor, John Hoffman on trumpet. And this was a real surprise for me. The percussion here is played by none other than Duke Ellington's former drummer, Sam Woodyard, following the station break. Thank you. You're listening to The Career of Buddy Rich on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Kilimanjaro Cookout with Joe Beck on guitar, Pat LaBarbera on tenor, John Hoffman on trumpet, and Sam Woodyard playing the percussion with the Buddy Rich Band in 1974. We have a very interesting monster piece written for him by Bill Holman coming up. And now we're going to hear Stompin' at the Savoy with Lionel Hampton on vibes, Oscar Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. It was recorded in 1953. And one of the things that may or may not be well known about Buddy, I just don't know, he couldn't read a note. So what he did was, with his band, he had a rehearsal drummer, and he would listen to the rehearsal. And then once they played the thing down once, maybe twice, he got on the stand and he had it. He had the whole arrangement and everything else memorized. So that's another thing about Traps the Drum Wonder, right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that's Stompin' at the Savoy with Lyle Hampton on vibes, Oscar Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, and Buddy Rich on drums in 1953. And this is the career of Buddy Rich on Jazz Unlimited. And I said that Buddy was one who never read music. Another thing about Buddy is that he did things that apparently are, for drummers, very difficult. And my son was a drummer, went down to North Texas, and the drum head of the drum department told him, if you're a Buddy Rich fan, don't really attempt this stuff that's in the books because you're going to hurt yourself until you really get your chops up. So Rich was a natural and did things that most school drummers couldn't get away with. This is Time Being, a massive arrangement by Bill Holman for the Buddy Rich Band. Live at Ronnie Scott's in London, Bruce Paulson on trombone, Len Biviano on trumpet, Bob Dogan piano, Rich on drums, and it's a 1971 recording following the station break. I'm Dennis Owsley, and Time Being, recorded live in 1971 at Ronnie Scott's in London by the Buddy Rich Band, concludes our show on the career of Buddy Rich for tonight. Bruce Paulson on trombone, Len Biviano on trumpet, Bob Dogan on piano, and Buddy Rich on drums. Bill Holman did the arranging and wrote the tune. Next Sunday night is our Jazz Giants for September and October, and it's also our fall member drive. So please listen to the Jazz Giants and bring your credit cards. Have a good week, and we'll see you then.